While Eskom battles to keep the lights on across South Africa amid mounting maintenance requirements, the city of Johannesburg has followed in the footsteps of the city of Cape Town in pushing ahead with contacting private power suppliers to help supplement the grid, which is predominantly powered by Eskom at this stage. Speaking at the first Johannesburg Energy in Durban on Monday, City Power Acting CEO Tifolaro Mashaba stated that Johannesburg currently sources 90% of its energy from South Africa's embattled power utility.
Now, we procure 90% of our power from Eskom. Eskom has been facing load shedding, we all know this, since 2007. The reports have indicated at some point that they see load shedding carrying on possibly for the next 5 years. Now, if you look at the research by the likes of CSIR, it's an indication that load shedding keeps on increasing year on year. We've got gaps in terms of capacity. And Eskom is cited saying that unless we are ready with additional capacity, we are all going to have problems. So therefore, we come before you as City Power to say, we are here to ensure that there's energy security for the residents and businesses within the city of Johannesburg.
The point of the endeavor is to try and limit the city's reliance on Eskom. Johannesburg Executive Mayor Mpho Phahlatse said 26 billion is needed to help fix City Power's infrastructure to ensure a more stable power supply. But the entire capital budget for the city of Johannesburg is 7.7 billion, which includes not only electricity, but other infrastructure such as water and roads.
I did mention that City Power, in the one-on-one with myself and the MC for Finance, presented a plan to 2030 for stabilizing the electricity supply in the city. Now that plan cost 26 billion. And I also explained that our capital budget in total for the next financial year, starting the 1st of July, 7.7 billion rand. So that is inclusive of all other capital infrastructure needs outside of power. I'm giving you that background to explain that if City Power goes it alone, and we have the 26 billion, it will take us until 2030 to stabilize the electricity supply. But what we're doing by leveraging the energy sector, the resources, is we potentially fast tracking that progression and making it more affordable for the city as well. So the question of when will really be responded to after the next 2 days when we've had deliberations and we've looked at what's available out there. What is the appetite for working with the city?
The city is looking for private funders and energy producers to collaborate with it to fast-track its plans to supplement the grid with alternative power sources. South Africa has already experienced 594 hours of blackouts this year, that number continually mounting, suffering an economic loss of between 60 billion rand to 120 billion rand across the country since the beginning of load shedding in February, due to economic downtime. The Johannesburg Energy Indaba will continue into Tuesday and serves as the city's SOS for energy experts to help it come up with solutions and innovations to keep the lights on. Gas, renewables, hydrogen, and smart grids are all being considered. This is an ongoing story. For Times Live Podcasts, I am Paige Muller.